Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling New, 1320 WILS. Our final segment for Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. Scott, you know a little bit about what it's like to be an intern, and you've gone through that experience, and we are going to have an awesome collection of interns coming in here in the fall. Andrea Nelson is back after her surgery. Kelly Bernero is going to be joining us, a recent graduate from the University of Michigan, and we are also going to have Chris Chiladuri in here, and she is working this summer as an intern in Chicago and has done a lot of things too. So we will have a chance to have maybe our best intern core that we have had here at 1320 WILS. Very interesting to talk with Mark Hollis today and have a chance to chat with him about the new branding, the imaging for Michigan State University, and what that means, and how it's going to play out during football season. And we do have Ryan Brehm with us now. All right. Well, better late than never. And he didn't miss his tee time, ladies and gentlemen. He is here. Want to welcome in former Michigan State golf great and new Michigan State assistant golf coach, Ryan Brehm. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Well, how does it feel to be back as an assistant coach working with Sam Puryear and talking about improving all of the golf games and opportunities for Michigan State players?
You know, I'm very excited. I'm excited about this year, getting back to East Lansing. You know, I love the program, and I'm just excited to be a part of it again.
Was this a tough decision for you to make, or something that you kind of envisioned that you might want to ease into eventually anyway?
Well, you know, I always had some type of inclination I'd like to be coaching at some point, you know, but there was a lot of thought that went into this decision. I've been playing professionally for a little while. However, I just think the opportunity, you know, presented itself and is something that I can't really walk away from. I'm just excited.
What will change for you in terms of a lifestyle? I would imagine quite a bit. And I imagine every young golfer dreams of being on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, the lifestyle for me is going to change in a good way, I think. You know, I'm going to be able to live here in East Lansing and help out with the program as much as possible. And I'll still be able to compete in tournaments, you know, during the off season and when we're not traveling. So my game's not going to go anywhere. However, I look forward to the challenge and opportunity of helping these guys.
You've won the Michigan Open. You've played in a lot of the big tournaments. You've been you played in the Buick Open and other tournaments around the state and around the Midwest. In terms of preparing for that, the average player coming up who maybe 14, 15, 16, 17 years old and think, you know what, someday I'm going to be right out there on tour. What is the biggest thing that they don't understand?
Well, I think that a lot about professional golf is behind the scenes. When you watch it on TV, you see the best players playing their best, you know, at that given time.
Right.
You don't see the airline miles that they log. You don't see the, you know, at my level, the Hooters Tour, the mini tours, you don't see the miles in the car, the hotels, you know, it's the lifestyle of never being home and living out of a suitcase, which is good and bad. I mean, for some people it's really tough. For some people love it.
Yeah, and in terms of working with other players, you've had an opportunity to help other guys with their games. Is it different for them to try to learn from you, given your pretty special skill set and how far you can hit a golf ball?
Well, I think that I think there's a lot of little intangibles that I may be able to provide, you know, how to compete. I'm not going to be the guy that comes in there and rebuilds golf swings or anything like that. I don't think that's where I fit in. I think I can come in and you know, help these youngsters learn how to play the game a little bit better, and I think I'm going to learn from them as well.
What have you learned out on tour from any player, any specific player who has helped you the most?
I learned a lot from a couple guys. One was my teammate here, Matt Harmon. You know, I don't know if anybody's been following, but
he's leading nationwide, right?
Yeah, he's leading the Hooters Tour money list right now. He's having a lot of success. He's playing well, and he's doing the right things. And mechanically, he's got a lot, you know, he's got a lot of insight there. And another guy from my hometown, Dan Pohl, he helped me too when I was young. And not only when I was, you know, a real young timer, but when I first turned pro too. And I'd say those two guys are the most influential in my professional career.
Our guest, Ryan Brehm, arguably the greatest player in MSU golf history, certainly an All-American, number 13 for Michigan State, and holds school career records for stroke average and career wins, and four-time member of the All-Big Ten team. Ryan, as you look at the Pro Tour now and the PGA Championship coming up this week at Whistling Straits, is there a golfer that jumps out to you and said that's the kind of guy who could win on that course?
Well, it's funny you should ask. You know, I had the opportunity to play at Whistling Straits two summers ago, and I was thrown back by the golf course. It was incredibly, incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be advantageous to hit it long. I think guys like Mickelson or Dustin Johnson, somebody who can get it out there and tame those long par fours, I think will be at the top of the leaderboard at the end. But you never know. I mean, these majors this year, you know, they've been so hard to predict.
Tough for you to imagine Tiger Woods competing at that level on a course like that with all the things that must be on his mind.
I wouldn't count him out. I would never do that.
Okay. Well, I think that there are a lot of people who right now looked at what he did last week, and maybe they are jumping to conclusions, but he has a way of rising to the occasion, and maybe this will be the time where he emerges and finds whatever has deserted him. Ryan, we wish you congratulations, and look forward to having you back here as assistant men's golf coach. And it doesn't mean it's the end of your playing days. You're still going to be competing in tournaments when you can, and we look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Ryan Brehm, arguably the greatest golfer in Michigan State history, now going to help some other people along with their games here in Spartan Land. Mark Hollis, MSU Director of Athletics, joined us at the top of the show. We want to thank him and to congratulate him all on all the branding efforts and get ready for another football season. Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS newsletter and columnist with City Pulse. We appreciate his insights. Mindy Billadu, Downtown Lansing Incorporated. Used to be the principal shopping district, now Downtown Lansing, Inc. Susan McGillicuddy, Meridian Township Supervisor, and Mark Meadows, 69th District State Representative. They're vying for the same office, and hope to have them in studio very soon. And Ryan Brehm, a former MSU golf star, along with Lauren H. Want to thank her and wish her luck in Denmark as well. For our producer, Scott Eckersley, Jack Ebling saying, have a great night, everyone.